My days were spent in idleness. My nights were sleepless. I was terribly depressed. All desire had left me. Since my family's departure, I had been filled with loneliness and haunted by my own inactivity. For the past several days, silence and boredom had weighed heavily on Auschwitz. A bad sign, and my intuition was just about infallible, merely the herald of more bloody deeds to come. The 12th Sonderkommando had almost lived out its 4 months. The sands of our allotted time were fast running out. We had only a few days left, at most a week or two, to live.